Lake Erie's toxic blooms have earned the lake a new label. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. State officials in Ohio want to list parts of the Lake Erie shoreline and drinking water intakes in the lake as impaired. They want to do this because of the toxic blooms of cyanobacteria that have been growing on the lake every year. An impaired listing under the Clean Water Act sets pollution limits, and it outlines what has to happen to clean up that pollution. But some environmental groups want the state to go farther. Joel Brumeyer is president and CEO of the Alliance for the Great Lakes.
What we're asking for instead is for the entire basin of Western Lake Erie to be listed as impaired, because that entire water body is impaired because it has toxic drinking water and water that you cannot safely swim in.
In an email, a spokesperson for the Ohio EPA said the state's taking a number of steps to tackle the toxic blooms in the lake. This is the Environment Report. Our cities are especially vulnerable to climate change. More than 80% of people in the U.S. live in cities, so things like flooding and heat waves can affect a lot of people at once. But city planners don't always have a good handle on the risks their cities face. That's the finding of a new study from George Washington University. Sabrina McCormick is the study's author. She's an associate professor at the Milken Institute School of Public Health, and she joins me to talk more about this. What stood out to you when you talked with people working in cities around the country?
One thing that stood out to me was that we have wild variation in how cities in America are responding to climate change. So we have some cities that are very advanced in their thinking about what the risks could be and in their planning to take action. And then we have some cities that have done almost nothing.
So who would you say is doing a good job of planning?
Well, some of the characteristics of cities that make them more advanced are places where we have public awareness about climate change, advocacy that's pushing our decision makers to really address climate change, and where there's leadership that cares about what these risks are and what can be done about them. So, for example, in large cities where they have access to resources and they have leadership, like New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago, decision makers are really moving on addressing risks and even decreasing greenhouse gas emissions.
And what parts of the country are less prepared?
One thing that we've seen is that in cities where there's less public awareness and less concern on the part of political leaders and decision makers, there's less action on climate change. And so in our case study cities, this included Tampa, Raleigh, and even Tucson, Arizona.
You also found that politics can get in the way, right? And that there were cases where there was just a basic lack of understanding that climate change is happening now and that it's serious.
Yes, that's right. And I think that's actually one of the most important findings of the study. Local decision makers and our interviewees in the study even named one of the most important vulnerabilities to climate change the lack of institutional support and political support to address climate change. And this is just not the way that experts think about vulnerability. Usually we're thinking about what are the extreme events that are coming? What are the shifts that are going to be taking place in biodiversity, et cetera, et cetera? But folks who are really trying to address climate change in our cities across the nation are saying, you know, if I don't have the support in the institution that I work in to address this, there's no way to take action on it. And so political will and public awareness is actually very important in moving on protecting our public and public's health in the face of climate change.
Sabrina McCormick is an associate professor at the Milken Institute School of Public Health at George Washington University. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.